You are a special, unique person, Mr. or Mrs. listener of this podcast. Like, you have an amazing zone of fire within you. Take the time to sit down, discover what your big idea is, not be a pale, weak imitation of somebody else's big idea, your big idea. It's in there. It's ready for you. It's just going to take a little introspection, a little time, and then you can go set the world on fire.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. My name is Jennifer Hensel. Our guest today is John Lee Dumas. He's the founder and the host of the award-winning podcast Entrepreneurs on Fire. With over 100 million listens of his 3,000-plus episodes, JLD has turned Entrepreneurs on Fire into a media empire that generates over 1 million listens every month and seven figures of net annual revenue 8 years in a row. His first traditionally published book, The Common Path to Uncommon Success, is available for pre-order now with five amazing bonuses at uncommonsuccessbook.com. You can find all the links to today's show on womeninpodcasting.show. And if you'd like to learn more about our community and meet other guest experts and women podcasters, go to womeninpodcasting.club.
It's such a pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you so much for being here.
You are welcome. It is an honor.
You've been such an inspiration to Paul and I along our journey, and I wanted to have you on the show to share your knowledge with my community because I know you've helped lots of entrepreneurs and podcasters to grow and start and to monetize their message. So I'm going to jump right into my questions, okay?
Awesome. Let's do this.
Why are entrepreneurs failing at such a high percentage?
Entrepreneurs have not sat down, taken the time to identify their big idea. And it's a shame because you are a special, unique person, Mr. or Mrs. listener of this podcast. Like, you have an amazing zone of fire within you. Take the time to sit down, discover what your big idea is, not be a pale, weak imitation of somebody else's big idea, your big idea. It's in there. It's ready for you. It's just going to take a little introspection, a little time, and then you can go set the world on fire.
So lots of my people in my community are either starting their podcast or starting out as an entrepreneur. So why is identifying your big idea simply not enough?
Because listen, once you have your big idea, it's a great idea. Other people have had that same big idea. That's exciting, but it's competitive. So you need to take step two in the 17-step process that I've created and discover your niche. Identify a void within the marketplace that's not being filled. Find a problem that's not being solved and solve it. That's step two, and that's what nobody does. So they just start in this big idea and the competition comes in and it's everywhere and it's loud and it's chaotic. You've got to find your zone of fire within that void, within that niche, within that problem that's not being solved, and not be a pale, weak imitation of other people that are out there already crushing it, but actually become the best solution to one real problem. That's how you win.
So is that your favorite step in your 17-step roadmap, or do you have another step that's your favorite?
They're all my babies. Every one of them is my babies. I do have a favorite. It's not step one, which is identify your big idea. It's not step two, which is discover your niche within your big idea. It's step seven. This is a 71,000 word book, 273 pages. It's a beast. Average chapter, 3,500 words. Step seven, 13,500 words. That one single chapter. It could be a business book in and of itself. That chapter is design your content production plan. Listen, my content production plan used to be terrible. It used to be terrible. If you're watching this, yours is likely terrible right now. It's just the process that we all go through as entrepreneurs. It took me a decade to create an amazing content production plan and a lot of trial and error, but now it's fantastic. And the reason why it's my favorite chapter is because I can now step back and be like, that's why we win at such a high level with Entrepreneurs on Fire. That's why I've been able to interview 3,000 successful entrepreneurs over a 10-year period, over 100 million listens, over 1.4 million monthly listens, and a thriving business financially too, by the way, 91 months in a row of a net income of over $100,000 because our content production plan is fantastic. And again, it didn't start off that way. It started terrible. Now it's great. And if you're willing to put in the work, chapter 7, step 7, 13,500 words that will get you there.
So what do people really want to achieve in their lifetime?
Everybody wants something different. And that's what makes human beings amazing. At the surface level, we all want different things. But when you break it down to the core of what you as a human being want, it's three things. You want to wake up every single morning and do what you want to do, where you want to do it, with whom you want to do it with. When you can honestly say you are doing those three things every single day, that you have checked those blocks, that's what you want. That is success. Because what else are you striving for besides doing what you want, where you want, with whom you want to do it with? That's how you win. That's what people want. And that is exactly why I've interviewed over 3,000 of the world's most successful entrepreneurs over the past decade, distilled their genius down into 17 core foundational principles that I then turned into a step-by-step roadmap, a 17 step-by-step roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment so that I can get you to your version of uncommon success, so I can get you to financial freedom and fulfillment.
So is the common path to uncommon success easy?
Listen, this says the common path. It doesn't say the complicated path or the hidden path or the secret path. It's a common path, but common does not mean easy. It is hard work. It is truly hard work. If you want to achieve your version of uncommon success, if you want to achieve your version of financial freedom and fulfillment, you've got to be willing to work hard. Like, it was hard work to grow my dream business, to create it, to grow it, to monetize it. But you know what else is hard? Being broke, living paycheck to paycheck, waking up every morning doing what you have to do, not what you want to do, looking in the mirror and being a little disappointed with the fact that you are underperforming what you know you're capable of performing. That's hard too. And guess what? I lived that hard for 6 years. 6 years I struggled living that hard. And so in 2012, when I decided to choose my hard, I said, well, the hard path is building my dream business. But the other path of continuing to be broke, unfulfilled, unhappy, that's also hard. So I'm going to choose my hard, and you can choose your hard too.
Oh, that's so wonderful. It's been so exciting watching your journey. And then when you posted about your book, you know, I think there's a lot of people that have been waiting for a book from you. So this is really exciting. Paul and I ordered our copy immediately when we saw you post about it. So can you tell everybody some more details about your book and how they can get it? I know it's launching soon, but some people may be listening to this after the fact. So tell us about your book and how people can get it.
So this book is the culmination of the 3,000 interviews I've done with the world's most successful entrepreneurs. And it took me this long to write a book because I needed to have that many conversations with successful entrepreneurs to truly prove out these principles, to truly make sure that these were the 17 core foundational principles that all successful entrepreneurs share. And now it's without a doubt, this is them. And I put it into a chronological step-by-step format that you can follow, a roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment. The book right now is over at uncommonsuccessbook.com. You can go see the great endorsements from Gary Vaynerchuk, Seth Godin, Neil Patel, Erica Mandy, Dory Clark. You can read the first chapter for free over there. You can see a video of me jumping in the pool with all my clothes on and then telling you more details about the book. It's all there for you to check out, uncommonsuccessbook.com. If you working hard to get to your version of uncommon success is something you're willing to do, if going down a step-by-step 17-step roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment is something that sounds interesting to you, read this book.
Oh, we are so excited. We're waiting here. We're in Canada, so it's going to take us a little longer to get it. So we're going to be waiting every day for it. So I have a couple more minutes with you. Can you tell us about Podcast Paradise and how you help podcasters with that?
So back in 2013, I asked my audience a question that everybody with an audience should always be asking their audience, which is, what's your biggest struggle right now? And back in 2013, my audience was like, John, we love your podcast, but you know, I'm passionate about sports or music or health or whatever it might be. How do I start my podcast and share my voice and my message with the world? And I said, wow, I never thought there'd be that many people that wanted to start another podcast. Like, this was back in 2013, it was kind of pre-podcasting being big, but there was enough people that saw the potential. So we launched Podcasters Paradise, and it immediately grew into the largest podcasting community in the world, where we teach people how to create, grow, and monetize their podcast. We have over 6,000 people who have joined Podcasters Paradise over the years. Over $7 million of revenue was generated from that one question. The one question being, what's your biggest struggle? Okay, now I've learned your struggle. I'm going to create the solution for your struggle. And that's what you can do in your life, in your business, when you ask the right questions.
Wonderful. Well, so as you know, this is the Women in Podcasting show. We'd love to have Kate on sometime if you can.
Oh, Kate would love to be on. She'd love to go on.
That would be great. Now, thank you so much for spending time with us and for telling us about your book. I'll be posting about it everywhere. Thanks so much, John, for being here.
Thank you so much. It was a blast.
Isn't he inspiring? You can find all the links to today's show on womeninpodcasting.show. This is Jennifer Hensel for the Women in Podcasting show. Thanks for listening.